Jesus Christ.
I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. John's Gospel has us hearing the revelation of Jesus as Messiah. John's Gospel was written about the year 110. The church had gone through a lot of trials and tribulations. The early church had gone through terrible times of being persecuted. Great persecution by Nero was from about 52, maybe 54, until about the year 68, 2 years before the temple fell in Jerusalem. So the church was scattered and injured and rebuilding itself, but was making great headway in helping pagans become followers of Jesus. And part of that was a longing for what is Messiah. And the Jewish people had felt for a long time that Messiah, the messenger from God, would take them away from all the punishment and pain that they had been receiving and would come in specific ways. It would have roots with King David, and God would come and overthrow the tribulations from the Romans and raise up the Jewish people and raise up a sense of being one nation and freed from persecution. And they had great expectations about what Messiah should be. But then they were conflicted because Jesus was doing some of the things that Messiah was predicted to do. Raising the dead, coming to life again after being killed, and they felt that in Christ this is Messiah, the resurrected Jesus. And so they thought Jesus is Messiah. But then others were saying, oh, no, he's not, because Jesus hasn't got the right credentials. He doesn't have the right family connections. And he's appealing to non-Jews. And Christ reached out to people who were on the margins. And that's not what we expected. We expected that Jesus would just look after the tribe and make us great. And so there was always a controversy. Is Jesus the Messiah or not? And some said yes, and some said no. So, in John's Gospel, written roughly 80 years after the crucifixion, there is this debate that the church remembers and records here by John and was circulated among the early church as it was growing. And it was growing exceedingly fast among the pagans. Pagans were those who were not Jewish. Pagans were those who had house gods. And the Christians were able to help them understand that the house god was not a real god. It was an image, but not a god. But they followed the God through Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And pagan people were converting and being baptized in huge numbers. As I've reported before, just after the resurrection, the church probably numbered about 30 people at most. And by the time that the Gospel of John even was written, it was in the thousands of members, even though there had been lots of persecution. So people were converting and coming to follow and understand Jesus. Messiah. Messiah is the messenger of God. And what was the message that was so powerful that was converting people to leave their old house gods and to follow the message of Jesus? The major message was that God loves you and that God never leaves you. That God is always with you in good times and in bad. And that with God you will have life now fully and you will have life fully forever. And this was a revelation for the people. And there was a sense that we are now joining a big family, not just a family of genetics, mom, dad, and the kids, and the grandkids, and so on, but a big family. The church was a family itself. And at the time of the writing of John's Gospel, the church saw itself as a family. Once you were baptized, you were a member, and everybody stood beside you for the good times and the bad. And the book of Acts reflects that in what was read by Dorothy earlier, that it was a family. And when Dorcas was dead, Peter came and raised her up. And that was a sign. The church heard this story, that this new Christian community was so strong and so giving and loving that following Jesus, there were miracles happening. And these miracles brought people to become members of this family. Where are we today? Because we're quite a ways away from that. We're 2,000 years away from it. We still are a family. We still are a place of caring. And we are called to be a family. We are called to build heaven on earth as a preparation for our heaven on heaven. That being a member of the church's community is to supposedly to be a place of heaven, where we care. And now we're knowing new things that is important, I think, for us to think about today. I want to give you a word, symbiogenesis. Symbiogenesis. It's a word I uncovered doing some research for this morning. And it means that we're all connected. But it's not just all of us who are here connected. We're connected, we know, through our faith, through baptism, through being in the family of God. But we're also connected in other ways. That God resides in us, but God resides in all things. And that we actually are hosts to microorganisms, to bacteria and viruses, that we have millions of them connecting us. And while it seems maybe kind of ooey, we need them. We have far more good bacteria and good viruses that carry us along in life. And that we are connected to each other, to the planet, by this bacteria that we carry within us. And those of us who've had to go through a time of antibiotics know afterwards we have to rebuild our bacteria that we carry within us. And I'm told that if you were to weigh all the bacteria that we carry within us and put them together in a block, they'd be about the size of our liver. And that's quite amazing when you think about all these microscopic things that are within us and about us. But also these same bacteria and viruses connect us with everything else. The animals that are around us, the animals we see or the ones that we know are about us, and also the trees and the woods and the grasses. We're all together in a system that has evolved through the grace of God over millions of years. And that we are connected. We are not alone. So why is that important? It's important to know that we are in a system. That we are connected through the love of God. And that we are not alone. But also that we have a responsibility to help to maintain the system that we are a part of. That if we disrupt the system, then we get disrupted. And so, it's an invitation for us to become aware as the people of God, the people of love, the people who follow Messiah, Jesus, the messenger of God's love, that the message for us is we must be aware and work at staying connected. We are not alone. We are not on our own. We are not somehow above the world. We are a part of the world, and we are in a system connected to the world with an understanding and a sensitivity. So what I'm inviting you to think about on this Mother's Day is to think about how you're connected to your mothers, but also connected, and your children are connected to you who are mothers, but also how we are still have more connections than that, and that we are to work at building and maintaining connections, even when it seems difficult. I've just finished reading a book called Lost Connections. It's a book on mental health and mental illness. And I commend the book to you to read if you want to find it. It's written by an Englishman by the name of John Hurry. And it's a fascinating book. He's also written another book on addictions called Chasing the Scream. Same author. Excellent, excellent work. But he maintains that if we keep our connections, both the biological connections, but also our emotional connections, we will be a healthier people. And so today I invite you to think about your connections and to redouble down your idea of rebuilding your connections. God is connected to us. Jesus came to help us reconnect more forcefully with God the Creator, and to understand and to follow God's love and God in relationship. And we are called, I think, today on this Mother's Day, as we think about Jesus the Messiah, to work at building, rebuilding, maintaining and uplifting our connections. And so as we receive the Eucharist today, to which we are all invited, we are connected to each other, and we are connected with Jesus. And I pray that we will work at building our connections out in the world through this energy of being at one with God and with each other. May God bless us all. Amen.